Blog Talk Radio.
What were the odds you would even be you? With your uniquely you sneeze and your uniquely you health needs. 1 in 400 trillion. Roughly. That's why Walgreens created something new with personalized real-time health alerts, cash rewards on everything, and pickup in as little as 30 minutes. Introducing My Walgreens, a whole new way to wellness.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Informational Guru by Antonia Batts. This is a Damon production. We are now on air from Lagos, Nigeria. Please call in at 916-453-9133. 516-453-9133. Please press number 1. To join in the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Tonight's show is titled COVID-19 Vaccine. It's not over till it's over. A popular saying, a long battle with coronavirus and a record number of 3 million plus people around the world who died over a year's time, mostly in the year 2020. Where are we at now, and what are the statistics and probability of humanity surviving all of this? We will see. Also, gun control solutions, and they are addressed, but most of all, more action is needed. And student loan issues are not yet approved by President Biden, but they are addressed by other politicians. Finally, Happy Earth Day. We will discuss how to continue to save the Earth. And more. Again, good evening, everyone. Happy Earth Day. At the end of the show, we can pay tribute to God's gift of the beautiful Earth and what we can do to make it better. But first, in regard to gun violence, Peter Ambler, who is a key presidential political advocate, who visited CNN News Network, suggested more continual gun background checks, interviewed about his view on how to prevent the violence, mostly with guns and with other things. Also, on that same show, Shannon Watts of the organization called MOM, M-O-M acronym, which is an advocate against gun violence. There were questions and there were answers exchanged between her and by the moderator. And people basically wanted to know, according to the public's overview on CNN yesterday, they wanted to know what is their take on the matter. How have they been known, as in Shannon's case, of the sufferings of the people who were fallen as of this millennial, the year 2000 plus, when it came to record numbers of killings, mostly by guns, by massive amounts. So across the United States, we have an issue with that, both between the police and some civilians also. The shooters of these quantities of victims, for example, the different ones that are on college campuses and things out in the public in certain immediate areas that we happen to live in certain communities or maybe outside of our community. The shooters who do these quantity of victim shootings are called massive shooters. Obviously, it's because they choose to just randomly shoot and kill people randomly in masses. So massive shooters is the term for these people these days. But the diverse excuses that anyone on both sides of the law to do these shootings or killings of any type, massive or not, they're being presently highly protested. They are addressed also in the courts of law. As of the past year, about 45 mass shootings occurred in the United States, mostly of them in the city of Indianapolis, according to the media. Most recently, a 13-year-old was shot and killed by the police. According to BBC News 21, body cam video showed the policeman shouting to the 13-year-old, "Drop it," before shooting the 13-year-old named Adam Toledo once in the chest, done on March 29th. The boy does not appear to be holding a weapon in the actually the second shot that he's shot in this whole ordeal, but the police video show a handgun near the spot. Well, I've heard different medias. Personally, I'll take a break just to tell you. Heard different medias who have people to believe that some people were suspicious. Maybe that, not speaking of the young person named Toledo's situation, but believe that there had been plants of people planting guns and drugs and things like that. Mostly said by the community person that could be one thing that could have been suspect in a lot of these things that appear to be similar about a gun being near his body. But there was no evidence yet that had been revealed actually owned the gun. And considering that, you know, there's still speculation out there about a lot of things. Well, anyway, as a result, there were many protests held there where Toledo was born and raised, and this was in the city of Chicago that Thursday night. That was hours after the city's mayor appeared to tell the people to be calm. And all around that time, the CBS News had broadcasted on April 10th, the year 2021, that a police officer who shot and killed a driver during a traffic stop in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, on Sunday afternoon meant to deploy the taser instead of her gun. That's what the authority said. At a press conference on Monday, Brooklyn Central Police Chief Tim Gannon believed that the female officer, who was identified by the authorities by the name of Kim Potter, K-I-M-P-O-T-T-E-R, intended to deploy her stun gun when she accidentally shot the 20-year-old by the name of Dante Wright, who is a celebrity by status, being affiliated with playing some type of sport. He himself was the young father of one child. And the baby won't be able to get to see the child's continuance in life with Dante, but then it's an unfortunate situation. This is what occurred. So the officer, he supported the statement he made about him believing that she did intend on a shooting or stunning or whatever, but she proclaimed that she had accidentally drew her gun instead of her taser. But there was a court who was willing to find her guilty on second-degree manslaughter. She's now out on bail until the trial arrives in the near future. She herself is a 26-year-old veteran. Before that, there was a story even a few years ago about an African-American man who was shot and killed in his apartment because the officer mistakenly thought it was her apartment of the same building. She entered the apartment with her gun drawn and with her seeing somebody of his background just sitting there or wherever he was, in a chair or on the couch, she definitely assumed that that occurred. He was a person who trespassed. Still, there's a big question about how, you know, she thought that there was somebody in that building, and actually she herself was not prepared to have someone wander from wherever they were to wind up in her place, according to her. But it was not her apartment. Now, you know, keep in mind, these are both well-trained. They don't have to be women who had not realized something they consider an accident. And it dealt with their firearms means that there's a lot of tension because she did not give the gentleman an opportunity to show where he is a possible, let's just say, suspect. As a result, their lives were taken by accidental shootings, as they call them. And still there is another major uproar about Tawana Brawley and her apartment, who was shot multiple times innocently. And she herself was shot with the intention of supposedly approaching her own living room, with her coming downstairs not knowing that the police wanted to search her place for her boyfriend, who was not necessarily found guilty, I don't believe, but she herself had been in the way of fire, and they shot through her window of all places. That one was very, very suspect. Now, there's a gentleman named George Floyd, where he himself also had been killed by an officer with the knowing of having the knee in Floyd's neck reported by videotape, by camera, of course, that the police officers are required to wear. And there were civilians there who were also there to record the information. With that being said, with the trial right now, having been dealing with the expectation of the possible results of what will be held as a responsible action by an officer who could have had personal vendetta, because there was a rumor that he had an association working alongside Mr. Floyd, and they're attempting to arrive to a verdict of three different levels because they feel as though on the levels of either secondary manslaughter being one, or degree murder, or second degree murder should be determined by the deliberate actions of the officer named Chauvin, and they would like to come to a reasonable agreement on the jury about the possibility of the guilt of Chauvin and how they should address it. These are still being addressed and televised over a long period of time. Today probably being the final proceedings in what they'd like to consider. After the shooting and the killing of the other previous situations that were mentioned, let's go to the side of some of the more recent situations involving persons in the community. Now, just recently, as of last week in Indianapolis, eight people were killed in an instant by a 19-year-older who is, as his mother said, a person who needed to seek psychological attention when she noticed his peculiar behavior as of last year. And as she introduced herself to people in the system, being his mother, she noticed that the problems, they were not being addressed or necessarily diagnosed. After shooting and killing eight people, as mentioned, and several others, they were wounded, he eventually took his life. It was concluded by his mother that even before that occurred, that he wanted to receive by a cop. In other words, he wanted to have put himself in a position to be looked at as a person who wanted to be killed, but they wanted to prefer that a police officer can be the person who can perform that action. So with that being said, the trial is still going on, and it appears that there will be understood that this is one of many situations that have been recently in the news that others have to take in consideration. He's a massive shooter by designation. And we can't blame all of these types of behaviors on younger people, people who have been through the Columbine shooting in the high schools and in many other high schools across the nation, copycat situations, as they call it. But massive shooters seem to have no age limit, because a few years ago, there was an individual, I believe it was in Las Vegas, he himself took the lives of several people who were attending a concert, in the outdoors concert that was surrounded by various tourist attractions. He went to the 12th floor of a hotel, and it had been said that he may have known that the 12th floor was the best floor because he visited the place before. He was a millionaire, to tell you the truth. With him visiting the 12th floor, it appears that these individuals who were down below, very unsuspectingly, did not know the direction for the longest time where is the shooting coming from? Well, it was up above in a way that was positioned to have this man to carry out this particular thing. And keep in mind, these are beliefs. So it only goes to show you that as you analyze these individuals' particular behavior, becoming master shooters, that they don't even realize demographically that these killings are done having no specific demographical situation. There is enough evidence by the people closest to them who know about their peculiar habits, but they did not report them in time enough to have this to happen. This man, he hauled several guns throughout the lobby, and I'm sure they were under wraps, and taken up to the building of the 12th floor and had been spraying people down below with. They obviously flew under the radar about knowing this as an occurrence that could have been done by anybody. But why a millionaire? The man, he was single. He gave a good sizable amount of money to a woman. He obviously didn't tell of his intentions, but her not being from this country may have been something that may have not considered it typical, even though he knew her for a while. Well, truthfully, most politicians, including the president, seem to believe that gun violence can be resolved by delaying the purchases and avoiding issuing them to certain individuals when you file for a gun for personal usage or whatever reason. But it does not always work that easily because we have addressed those issues for many years now, and they are being studied at this point to see if they can come up with a resolution. Could I pause now, everyone, to introduce to you caller number one? And caller number one, please, who are you?
Hi, can you hear me? Hi, Antonia, it's Jerry. How are you?
Oh, it is always good to hear from you, Jerry.
Oh, sweetheart.
I'm coming along. Thank you. You're a wonderful person. And you're now the present commissioner of
No. I did do that for a while. Yep. Nope.
Okay.
I had to kind of back down. I have so much going on right now in my life.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah. So,
okay.
You know, I always love your information, and you know, I love that you put out different viewpoints so people could think. And like I said last time, you know, everybody's just so afraid and unsure. And I just want everybody just to, you know, take it to God, just pray, because he's my comforter. I could tell you that through this.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Jerry, you're wonderful to be able to appreciate the fact that, you know, not only do I have things to say, but I have to be honest with you. Sometimes I have to take note to the concerns of the public. And
right.
Some people are more afraid than you can imagine out here. You know, it used to be they worry about walking in the evening in certain areas or even their own area. Now they're actually taking into consideration that there are people on larger scales that if they happen to be intercepted, if they go to the mall or whatever, or if they go to work, such as the 19-year-older who became familiar
right.
with the former co-worker, that they have nowhere to run and hide. But, yes,
right.
go ahead. But,
you know, it's so hard.
Yeah.
But as far as the commissioner, that's Angela Thomas Smith, sweetheart.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much for letting me know.
Yep, she's the commissioner, yes.
I just wanted to say before, she has been elected as the winner of the 2019 International Hall of Fame. And as a result, thank you very much. Please excuse me for having to interrupt it, but I didn't want to forget it before we leave. But go ahead, please.
No.
I'm sorry.
No. I don't, I'm fine with that. I love you.
I love you too.
You know, again, I love listening to you, and thank you for getting all this information out there for everyone. That's what I really wanted to say to you tonight, okay?
Thank you very much. And I want to have you to please tell the listeners when and where they can catch you so they can know that they're missing out on such a wonderful presentation of information plus entertainment in a way they'll never forget. So please announce that, Jerry.
Oh, so you're adorable. So my show is May 4th, Tuesday night at 9:30. So it's every fourth Tuesday at 9:30, sweetheart.
Okay, May 4th, Tuesday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, everybody. Thank you very much, Jerry, and God bless you for being so considerate. And I just wanted to say, even as commissioner, we would like you to just let everybody know that at least you gave it the good old 1-2, but at least you made your stride and become an elected Hall of Famer for the Internet. Thank you again, and God bless you too. Love you, Beck. Okay. Everybody, I just want to let you, Jerry Pulido, the Jersey Jewel, she'll be there whenever you need her to be able to keep you entertained and happy and all that other wonderful stuff. So with that being said, I just wanted to, like, let you know we're trying to keep everybody alive. Not when I say we, I actually mean for those of us who care out here. So we all making our own contributions in one way or another. We have the COVID-19 fighters out there of all different types of backgrounds who have been anywhere from volunteering to definitely being employed in a status medically or in the stores, or however, when they're employed as well. So we just want to let you know that we do appreciate you too. COVID-19, I will say this, it's still an ugly situation, but this is what I'm going to say. But I first like to please introduce caller number 2 and caller.
Hello.
Oh, hey, how are you, Brother Rooney?
Huh?
Oh, my apologies. And who are you, please?
My name's Khalil Reed.
Oh, my apologies, Khalil.
Sorry.
How are you? Good.
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm coming along. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
Thank you. Before I say anything additionally, would you like to tell us why you're calling? I'd appreciate it.
Well, see, one of the things we need to do is we need to, for gun violence, if we don't do, like, you're being consistent, but groups like the NRA, they don't want gun control, but then they don't want anybody to choose. But then they want to, actually restrict guns that are safer, or people like Alex Jones. They don't want officers to have automatic rifles, but yet, you know, they want civilians to have whatever they want. So it's too much inconsistency with the anti-gun control movement. But I'm glad that you're more consistent than these people. I appreciate that. You know, because you actually care.
Yes. Yes. And
you know
what, I thank you. Yes, and I thank you so much, Khalil. You know, being a member of Town Watch here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we happened to notice that in the past when we had the annual conferences, we had the opportunity to hear stories of some of the police officers who addressed the probability of why they have to be more alert in some ways, but we also know they know that they have to be more responsible as well, just like we do. And it's an unfortunately, some people look at the police force as a good old boy system. And I will say that, Khalil, you know, if they do, they need to be very concerned. I'm not saying they should rat out their fellow officers or anything, but they need to be more honest amongst themselves, because if they don't turn around and just say to themselves, look, if I don't do what's right, these are the repercussions, and it's going to cost their lives, maybe, unfortunately, or their positions or their job or whatever. And if somebody has personal issues, don't bring it on a job, just like it is in any occupation. And with that being said, I really appreciate it. Now, President Biden said something like, why do people need AKA rifles or other rifles or guns of rapid firing that fire multiple shots, for example? I can relate. I was in the service, but I knew that the last thing I wanted to do was to take anything out on anybody, because maybe it was the way I was raised and the mindset that I chose to have. And with that being said, it's not dominant over another person. But because I do understand that some people don't know how to control their emotional, personal background to make sure that it will be stabilized so they won't affect another person despite their personal opinion. We have some work on our hands to make sure that the proper people are hired on the police force.
And
that's
can I
going
say
to be
else?
An undertaking.
Sorry.
Yes, please do.
People like people want to make the people, some people, not all people, but some people want to make the NRA out to be the victim when they can't even be consistent on like gun violence. You know, like they can't be consistent on gun violence. You know, like if
and I'm
you
glad
if
you
are against,
go ahead though, please.
If you are against gun control when it comes to dangerous weapons, then be against it when it comes to smart guns, and don't be trying to dictate people's what's it called, studies and stuff like that. Don't be trying to make smart guns and certain studies illegal, because that means you're infringing on someone else's rights as well. So, I mean, it's like each time a person – it's almost like when people get killed, NRA makes a whole lot of money, and they're making money off of guns that are easy. So, I mean, if you if a person's against gun control, I can respect that, but don't be inconsistent, you know?
Yeah. And you got a good point. As a matter of fact, you know, it's a shame, but I've seen shows in the past, maybe late-night shows, that show you the beautiful craftsmanship of the sheaths of some certain custom crafted, let's just say knives, for example. And I tell you, it is a work of art. The same is with some guns. I've seen pretty little pink ones, not little, but pink ones, and some with special holders, like that will be, let's just say, adderized, like as in a back in the day Derringer, I believe they call it, Smith and Wesson, with the craftsmanship involved. But of course, it's a much updated situation. And it's nothing funny about that. It's, you know, do people realize, well, we can always craft and create other sculptures of other types or other that serves more productive, you know, ability to, you know, be used out here in the world or admired. But, you know, admiring a firearm because of its rapidity and what have you, you know, people in the service who are responsible, they don't even realize that the purpose of being there is supposedly, back in the day, I'll say then, I don't know about now, defend people or themselves or protect the country supposedly and so on and so forth. They are not guns out there that are meant for turning on people that are innocent, at least. There have been stories and movies and everything that has been told, showing an unfortunate misuse of guns, But you would think that in a civilized environment, as of the year 2021, we would have that respect. But the NRA, I don't know if it's still being led by Clint Eastwood, but I believe that it has been he has been a person who has learned about how some of these people are out there misusing guns and putting them in gun magazines. And, you know, with that being said, people have to be concerned about the civilian community, too. No matter what ethnic background they come from, being the very ones to take those admired pieces and being used for all the wrong reasons. So it's a shame they put us in a position out here to have to watch a little bit of everybody on both sides of the law.
So right, one of the things I've noticed is, like, you see more problems with the local police than the federal police, whether it's brutality, mm-hmm. racism, sexism. Like, you see more minorities yeah. and more people of color, like, on the federal police force. Because, like, yeah. if you look, like, back in the 60s, the ATF and FBI, they had more women and minority officers, and they both did more things of civil rights than the local police in the South did. And I was told, like, one of the things about the ATF, I don't know if you know this, but I was told that the ATF, they are, like, they let you express your individuality. You can have a goatee and stuff like that, but the rest of them you can't, except for ATF and DEA. But this, like, ATF is the most open.
What is an ATF acronym standing for, hon?
Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Gotcha. I've heard that before. Not abbreviated. So you said that you can, and DEA, you said, you know, Mama, just sort of coming into a conclusion. Briefly, could you give us an idea of what you were actually saying? So I have to, and I didn't quite grasp that one.
Well, see, I don't know if you've seen alcohol, tobacco, and firearms on TV. I don't know if you've seen them with, like, goatees and polarized sunglasses and glocks and suits. But I was told that a lot of I was told that if you see a ATF agent that looks like that, one or the other, polarized sunglasses or goatee, and they're a federal agent with a Glock or a 6 hour, that they're an ATF agent. They're no other agent but ATF or DEA, especially if they're working, if they're protecting the president and the civilians.
Okay. I'm getting the impression that they're not considered the good guys on the force. Is that what it is?
No. Some of them, depends on who it is and what they do. But, like,
Okay.
Like, oh, man. But, like, I went to, that more of the federal agents are the ones that are, like, they're less likely to pull the trigger than the local police. And except,
true.
You know, the ones that are really bad or the ones that are on tactical.
I follow
like,
you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that they're likely to.
Go ahead.
Huh? Sorry.
No, that's all right. And they're more likely to do what now?
They're more likely to be a little bit more diverse as far as like civil rights and stuff like that. Because
Stop.
Even like.
Can I interrupt you real fast? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. And even like.
Like, I watched the movie Mississippi Burning. And I found the FBI had to come in and get involved in the 1960s South when the local police was involved in the murders and stuff like that.
Okay. Now, because I'm being asked to, you know, have the next person introduced, I would like to address that briefly. Yes, there has been situations that occur down mostly in the Deep South, in the backwoods or wherever. They would have to send the federal agents of, you know, either group, FBI, CIA, whatever, into those areas in order to make sure that people who are not only being used to being racially, let's just say, preyed upon by the so-called active force. These were approximately like in the 1950s on down, mostly more so. So I see what role ATF and DEA people do play. And, yes, we do have those who are more intelligent in the way they address the race division situation, maybe because of their training, maybe because of the way they were raised, and other reasons. But it's wonderful to know that our country do protect the innocent as best they could once they have reports or accounts of situations that occur. So thank you very much. Khalil, I hate to interrupt you because you did bring up a very good point. When and where can we find you? Are you a host?
Well, you can call me on my cell phone because I'm not a public figure, and I really
Let me hold you off on that. If I were you, I would not broadcast it over the air. Now, you can always give it to the producer if you choose to. I only say that because, it's not advisable, your own personal phone, because once your personal phone becomes saturated with people having your number, then it will be not advisable to have too many people calling into your number. Next thing you know, it's flooded with constant calls. It sounds good, but from a realistic side, coming from where I stand, I understand how that can happen. But I welcome you to always call in whenever you can, because you do have a very good insight on things you've learned about, things that you know. And I really appreciate your comments, okay? So thank you, Khalil. It seems like I've been put in a position to introduce the next caller. Hello, next caller. Can I help you, please?
Hey, Tony, how are you this evening,
Hello.
Sister?
Hi, can I ask who's calling, please?
This is Jared Thomas, O'Connor for Shreveport, Louisiana.
I'm sorry. No, the audio is a little challenging. And this is Jerry, who again?
Jared
Thomas. There you go. Get closer to the mic, Jared, so we can hear you. Okay, no problem.
Thank you. Okay.
I was just
so your audio is coming clear. Introduce yourself again, please. I'm sorry. What was that again?
This is Jared Thomas calling from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, hi. How are you, Jerry?
I'm doing well, thank you. I was just calling into your show
Good. To
tell you thank you for the topic tonight. It's very informative.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jerry. Okay. Jerry
All right.
from Louisiana,
All right.
everybody.
Yes, and he's
okay.
also a
well,
outstanding new intern to our network, and we're glad to have him on our network. Next caller at this time, please speak up at this time with
okay.
Antonia Bastin, informational guru.
Thank you. Hi, who's the
peace, Miss Antonia Betts. How you doing?
Oh, okay.
Tonight?
All right, how are you? This is, we're going to let him introduce himself and tell you all his information, where you can find him, when, so we can make sure, this time I'll have to write it down. Well, how are you, Brother Zuni? He's
I'm
a
doing
very
excellent.
Insightful spiritual
name
person,
is...
everybody, so listen. Okay, go ahead, please.
My travel name is Huni Bach Atum. My pen and stage name is the Magic Man Haru. I'm the host of We Will Aware You. I got a show that's coming up. Matter of fact, it will be my four-year anniversary with this great company of O&E Dynasty. And I'll be speaking about the power of Prison Ministries Incorporated. This is something that was started before me. Matter of fact, it was a gift that was given to me, man was left in my hands due to my upline, the original master sound therapist himself, Illubini, which is my godfather, who just made a transition just a couple of months ago. Miss Antonia Betts, I want to say thank you to the Hall of Fame nominated, and trust me, Miss Antonia Betts, I know you're very, very humble. You got millions
thank
and millions
you.
Of broadcasters out here, broadcasters. To be nominated, trust me, that's nothing to shake a stick at. Accomplishments. that anyone can have. Out of millions of people. So you are being recognized and you are being heard, not only through us at ONE Dynasty, but throughout the rest of the world. And I really, really appreciate you. Let me chime in on something right quick. First of all,
okay.
The NRA don't have a damn thing to do when it comes to gun laws. Mm-hmm. They know better. First of all, we as a people got to stop allowing these people to play these games. Like one of the games that they're playing now is they want to televise. Notice how the media and the devil does it now. They want to televise this so-called trial. And they know that we as soul people, one of the oldest sayings that's ever existed, it says the eyes is the windows to the soul. Now, here it is. They're telling lies visually, where the game is for us to become more sensitive to the people who are accused, who committed all of these hideous acts. We as a people and the public will become more sensitive to the so-called good cop or bad cop, which is another game that's being played on our people. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is your show, so I'm not here to take it over. But I do put that challenge out there.
That's okay.
I want somebody to explain to me, since you always want to use that old worn-out excuse, so these are the bad cops, or these are the bad. What, for one reason, why do the bad cop always show up before the good cops? And when they do get there, and when the good cop does get there, how come he don't arrest the bad cop for the hideous acts that they did? The bottom line is, Miss Antonia, especially to our people, the melanated people, the original people of the planet, right? Stop watching these lies television. Don't watch that so-called mock trial. Because trust me, my last thing I'm going to say right now, the same way that they wouldn't hold the leader of the free world accountable for his actions, even though what, two or three people died? You understand?
Yeah.
And don't tell me they can't offer restraint because they showed that. They showed how they can restrain when they invaded the White House in one of the greatest countries on this planet. They didn't start shooting them like an animal or a dog. You understand? They ended up taking selfies with the people who invaded the White House. So you can't tell me they ain't got restraint, Miss Antonia Batch. We got to stop accepting their lies and their old weak old excuse after they do something. Then they want to come with a half-ass apology or to talk about, I'm sorry. Stop accepting that, y'all. Because we keep giving our soul to them and allow them to get an adrenaline rush each time they take one of ours, be it a man, woman, or child. I love you. Keep doing what you're doing.
I love you, too. Please tell me, what's the date that you're scheduled to come on, Brother Hooney? The date besides 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Would it be in May also?
Okay. Hooney Barkatoon is gone. He just said what he had to say, and Hooney is finished what he had to say tonight. The next call in line right now with Antonia Batch, an informational guru at this time, ONE Dynasty.
Thank you.
Good evening.
How are you? This is Angela. I am calling from Atlanta, Georgia today. I just wanted to thank Hooney for all that he said. It's in them. And when the opportunity presents themselves, it's just in them. So it ain't no good cop, bad cop. It's in them. So whenever the opportunity presents themselves, it just comes out, and that's just what it is. I thank you for this show providing the opportunity for people to express their thoughts. But we have to do better as people. Mm-hmm. These people are putting on a show, and they constantly reminding us of what they can do and what they're capable of doing. And that's all they're doing. And they keep broadcasting it. They keep putting it before us. What are we going to do? It's time for us to wake up. And it's time for us to be the change that we want. We keep talking about change, but we need to be that change. We can't keep talking.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for
you
constantly
point.
Presenting
You're
this.
And, oh, my pleasure, Angela. Now tell us, do you know the date that you're scheduled to come on your talk show and tell everyone the title, if you don't mind?
So my show is Walking Purpose with Angela. I'm on every 4 weeks on Wednesday. I'm on in between Jerry and Huni. And I think Jerry comes on May 6th. I'm on May 7th. And Huni's on May 8th, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, on a Wednesday.
So.
Okay. Now, yes. May I mention, I think Jerry said May 4th, but everyone still look for May 4th or 6th or any of the
if
other
If it's
shows,
May 4th,
and
then I'm May 5th,
on.
And then, yeah, then mm-hmm. I'll be May 5th, and then Huni is May 6th, because we're all three
Very
right
good.
There together. Yes.
Okay.
So thank
Sounds
you.
Good.
Thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Thank you, Angela. Now, if there's no one else, I just want to say in response to what Angela said, I can understand why she would feel the way she do about how just a handful have been on the wrong side of the law that can make people be concerned. People are concerned not only for their children, but even for themselves as adults. I heard broadcast last night, and there have been people who have been locked away for a very long time, Conchilla. And she said also that she had been a lawyer, so she probably knows exactly, depending on the type of law she had been in or may have not necessarily dabbled in, she has the insight on understanding why people are feeling very compassionate about their relatives who've been locked away for years and decades, at a time. And it's a very concerning thing because it's an inhumane act on behalf of anybody who is supposed to be there for protecting the law to step on other people's faces and have been known historically to do some massive killings themselves when we need the help. So with that, being said, God bless you, Angela. Please hopefully realize that all police aren't the enemy because there are some who I've met personally in the process of being in a town watch when I was formerly there. And I don't want to see anybody feel as though that if anything happened to them to think that the police are all bad. There are police who I've met who want to do their job, and they keep their personal lives stabilized because they want to be emotionally stable to be there for you. Yes, I've seen some who have some awkward situations, but I tell you what, keep in mind, if you don't have the protection from the police, I was told even as a kid that chaos is breeded by those who don't care. So we don't want to show a lack of respect for the people that care about you because, like I said, I can say that I've seen some good ones, but it's hard to believe in them, hard to tell your children to trust them, hard for you to even feel so you can be trusting if you have people who are willing to dabble on the wrong side of the law, even if they are the law. With that being said, Brother Huni has good reason as well to show concern about the way these proceedings for the George Floyd, trial hearing or however they address it is being held now because people are concerned. People should be concerned of criminals that are on the civilian side. I mean, why should they have to be concerned of the police when they're told from the time they're in grade school, the police is your friend, have police to visit your classroom, and all of a sudden, it is being put on display about these various things that are being conducted by police. Believe me, there's been situations where people who are not of a certain ethnic group of any type or have been, they are actually petrified of the police. I don't have time to tell you about everyone involved, but it wouldn't hurt to tell you the truth that understanding that our police need help too. They need your help if they can on Town Watch here in Philadelphia. They have where they make available the town watches across the nation who do have that established. They make sure that the police are appreciative of any help that they can have by saying, I'm calling anonymously, this is my group, but I may hear of a crime being committed outside my window. They call that ears and eyes. How anybody else conducts it, I don't know. Everybody don't want to roam the streets because they don't feel as though they have that kind of support if anything happens. But at least try to make the environment a little safer for yourself. And they have to respect the fact that you call them anonymously. With that being said, thank you so much, everybody, because I understand. And don't think even a person who has served their country don't understand how bottom line, unjustifiably, and it's terrible. I don't want to see people have to feel intimidated by the people who are supposed to be, you know, protecting them. Oh, I do understand when some people have their personal vendettas or whatever, how they can step in there and overtake their authority. But I also understand there's a lot of police officers that believe in the system that they're, you know, put there to protect. Now, we have a caller in queue, caller number 5. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, caller.
True Fan Will of God.
Oh.
How you?
Okay.
Hey.
And how are you?
You know me. Yeah. I'm always going to be black. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody, this is Will of God, our bona fide comedian, and he will definitely let you hear his point of view on this matter. I don't want to overtake anybody else's time, but right now, Will, it is all you, and please let everyone know when you will be on in the near future. Thank you, in the name of your show.
Okay, well, I'll do the future first. People that's listening, yeah, I'm your true friend, Will of God, and anybody who hate me, I'm your newfound enemy. Figure that one out. But my show is called Too Thorough by Will of God, and I go on every fourth Friday. You ain't going to believe my next topic. You're going to be like, oh, my God. But that's another story. Now, as for this situation that's going on, I got some information today from my homie Nate Miller, and he threw it at my neck. Now, it hurt me because I was like, ew, ain't that something? Now, if y'all actually pay attention to what's really going down, I never knew that Saturday Night Live will make a joke about the situation that just happened with the trial that's going on. And it blew my mind because somebody told me about it, and I was like, they did what? You know, the Caucasians like, yeah, this and the other. But the black people was like, nah, they're going to get, you know, he ain't going to get nothing. So if you think about it, which Nate threw at my ear, he said, why would they bring in 1,000, what's it called, soldiers into Philadelphia and God knows wherever else they're doing soldiers in, if they didn't believe something's going to happen. And what he threw at me was it might become possibly a mistrial. I said, a mistrial? The hell are you talking about? Now, a mistrial will say, okay, we're going to have to reevaluate it and then go to trial again. Now, with a mistrial, that means anybody, if you never went shopping, please go shopping now. Get all the food, get all the toilet paper, get all the sanitizer, get all the damn masks you can, because if things hit the fan, you ain't going to be able to get no food because everything is preordained. Everything, like I said a while ago, months ago, when I said, you know, inappropriately, because I just was talking out my daggone box. I didn't know what I was saying. I was just saying it. Imagine if the superstars that's getting the vaccine shot happen to get Celine and everybody else is getting the vaccine. Now, one thing y'all got to understand, in Philadelphia, they just had on the news, A lot of people got the damn saline shot in vaccine bottles. How in the world could that possibly happen unless they shipped it to the wrong area? And now they're like, everybody, I'm sorry, you got the damn saline. You got to come back and get the shot. You know, you got this thing that's going on Instagram right now, and the people got the shot, they got the shakes. Some people, their eyes got the limp. You know what I mean? But one person, well, Nate said that some people, if they have a bad immune system, after 3 months, it's going to be messed up, or 6 months. My other boy said 3 years. Now, when you say 3 years, that means your kids might come out autistic or something wrong with them or whatever. And if you keep on getting that thing put in your nostril, you know, such as whatever, you can get from they said, what did they say? Brain cancer. I said, brain cancer. Now, that's a little bit deeper than love, because love is always going to be here. But brain cancer, I don't even want that to be near me. Shoot, you can't even function right. You stare at everybody like you a vegetable already. Now, that's a great way to delete population. Now, for all y'all people who already got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, I pray to God you don't deteriorate or something happens wrong. I just know I'm not ready yet. I don't want to be ready yet. I damn sure enough ain't going to be ready yet, because I don't want to be an experiment where as though you're nothing but a number. Think about it, people. No matter how much you listen and watch, you ain't nothing but a number. You know what I mean? Just think. Everybody that's dying and is going, God bless their soul, forgot about them already. What the freak? As soon as they said you had corona, you forgot them. You ain't even going to visit their grave because you might be scared you might get corona from the damn grave. Are you serious right now? So people, please, wake up. Try to use your brain and trust God. If you don't know who God is, he's always right there when you wake up in the morning because he allows you to breathe. Now, if you want to be a demonic worshiper, hey, you got tricks up your sleeve. That's on you. Figure that one out, because we are still here. You know, people, you got to be holy or you can be evil. You got positive, you got negative. I'm just making sure that y'all kids, because I know my kids going to be a, you know, revelant. But I want to make sure y'all kids is still here if you want to have kids. But sometimes, from what I'm hearing, in these vaccines, they're putting different things in it, such as you could change your, how you say it, transgender. So if you men out there all of a sudden start growing breasts, I know I didn't mean that, but but if you do, don't get mad at me. Think about after, you know, months or years later, if you pass the situation because you might have great genes, why that's happening. You ain't going to be able to stop it. Now, if you do happen to get money to get, you know, a sex change operation to take those breasts off, I'm so ignorant today, but I'm just saying. It's just so rude if you don't pay attention and watch what's really happening. The news, not only in Philadelphia, but all over the world, is sometimes saying the same thing or saying something different. The problem that y'all people ain't realizing is that people who are saying stuff on YouTube, if their stuff gets deleted or they getting killed, why is that? Now, when we have this riot, if it, you know, happens to come, just be prepared. They might not just run into an establishment. They might run into your home. So just be prepared, because we don't know what kind of demons coming out now. They just coming out. And there's more coming. Figure it out. Damn it.
You know what, Will? I have to admit, I appreciate you being a skeptic as well as being a person of God, because I will say this, sometimes we have to keep the whys and the why not in mind, just in case we feel as though we have something to contribute to people that's worthwhile talking about. Now, I cannot myself be judgmental as to what your opinion is, and that's a good understanding of why you would be a skeptic, because I will say, it's so funny, I'm going to lead into the story of COVID-19 as well. You know, they have, I can personally say before I even go on about that, I've heard somebody who's like a borderline iGener and millennial who felt as though that they would have to be concerned about not being able to have children, them being sterile if they take this particular medicine in the future. I heard of a 77-year-old woman who said that, it was, you know, according to the movie that came out with Will Smith, I believe it's called I Am Legend or something, when the newscast on the movie mentioned that she created a cure for cancer, I believe, she was concerned about, she didn't really expect this in particular, but when those creatures morphed into people who were formerly human, and it has been believed that the vaccine they created for the cancer had been a reason why it was such a morphing of these creatures that were attacking humanity. That this is somewhat recent, everybody. Movie made here in the year of 2018 or 19, maybe, and starring Will Smith and other people, of course. They were concerned more so because on that movie that they had to clear out the whole city of, I believe it was New York, including his family, in order to stay behind and fight the creatures, and he developed the serum or the vaccine and to counter all of that. And it really had a peculiar ending. I'm not going to tell it because it's exciting. But anyway, she was saying that she's concerned about, God knows, if something like that could happen, maybe in a different sense, or just hoping that it didn't backfire on us because it hasn't been given enough time to be tested. But I would like to say, in defense of that much, two young ladies who are from the VA hospital, civilians, that is, who are laboratory technicians, had said that it really, part of this serum, the vaccine, what we're having presently for the portion of something that has been put out there years ago when they were undergoing studies of AIDS and things of that nature. And, of course, let's not even forget the new portion of the trial medicine called RNA, nucleic acid. It was considered what they call a messenger cell. And they're not going to do anything to intentionally hurt you, or I don't believe it was rushed the way you may think, because it did have some old stuff and some new stuff. But they considering a booster shot maybe once a year, maybe 18 months. Some people may never need it, just to follow up the vaccine that's being given out now. And it's working very well in the UK, provided that they continue to get the cooperation of the public. In the United States, we have the Northeast United States, the Midwest, and the half states that get a little better and get a little worse for different reasons, even down in Florida, speaking of the East Coast. But all of this is a way to say that we may want to continue to be optimistic as well as pessimistic. It has its pros and cons, but it seems as though it has more benefits. The president said they still don't, vaccinating people like about 4 million a day. They have a projection of maybe May, 75% of the people having enough of the vaccine to have people to calm down about whether if everybody will be all right someday here in the United States. And even the airlines, economically, they're anticipating going back to work full throttle this coming May, I believe. But one thing about them, we have the issue of air pollution, which is going to be a brief thing I will speak on regarding Earth Day. So I just wanted to say about that regarding COVID. That's a wrap up for that, but I just wanted to briefly say regarding the student loans, because it's in limbo right now with the president. We could dismiss for this immediate time, but in regards to Earth Day and Mother's Day, we got that to celebrate this coming May. That will be a wonderful topic to cover, but I would say I have to do that after the month of May will affect my ability to get back to you prior to. But happy Mother's Day out there, everybody. For your mother, by your mother, with your mother, you know, if your mother or not or whatever. But nevertheless, about the Earth Day, we have to be concerned about more than just bags, which have affected a lot of marine life. So shrimps may have stuff in their metabolism, for example, and could take us out of here by way of being able to eat shrimps in the future if we don't be considerate about the way we issue plastic items. July 1st is the projected date for plastic bags are not going to be given out in grocery stores randomly anymore. So hopefully here in Philadelphia that would not be the situation totally, because some of us rely on it. But then again, some of us do approve of recycling and things that will turn around and help the earth as well. Cashless society, be careful of that. Because if you allow the United States Mint to keep us from being able to have coins and paper money, if we're going to be accountable for our payment of things by credit card, remember, we were just recently getting through a lot of the ways that other people compromise your money. And electronically, things can be either good or bad, but some people anticipate good on the economical side of things out there, but truthfully, identity theft has been one of the biggest issues and probably still is a very important issue. Don't allow people to turn around and, by the way, it is made of plastic, so when you cut it up and get rid of it, then we have another earth situation to be concerned about. Then, you know, job replacements by robots. Now, truthfully speaking, if they anticipate about a year 2050, 90% of the jobs to be replaced by robots, I want to have you all to think through, are they going to be, they're going to be people retrained in order to get the job? And what, and for the ones who can't get retrained, what will be their downfall? Your children, your children's children, and just say your community, and who's going to be faulty for having any responsibility about jobs being considered. You know, I say all this is done in honor of Earth Day. So let people sit around and just twist your brain and make you think that everything's good. Look, we just had a Tesla, the car. The Tesla car has already had an accounted crash in a tree, I believe. And it's to be expected. It's not done on a large scale that it has been anticipated to have that to happen. But driverless cars, you know what I mean, there may be a robotic situation right there. And with the crashes, let's just say if you had a person or persons in it for how things will happen. We respect the fact that, you know, we need to progress in society, but we need to take into consideration the human factor first. With that being said, thank you, everybody. We will definitely bring to you now our producer, and Dozy, Hall of Famer.
First,
just like
thank you. You know, it's not about Hall of Fame right now. I'm gonna bring up something that Tony just said. Why do you feel? And this is an editorial, and I always like to separate myself. The views and comments of what I'm about to say is not necessarily the views of ONE Dynasty, its sponsors, or its affiliates. What Tony just said is real. Why do you think there are plans for depopulation? in another 40 years, there will not be jobs for the people who are living, Tony. And there is an effort to get rid or terminate life on this planet. We're not here to say that the vaccine is that part of that plan. You know, we know that somehow, some way, here comes COVID-19 in 19 in China, Wuhan. And it affects not only just your neighborhood, but neighborhoods around the world. There's someone suffering right now in Brazil or in Belgium or in England or in Germany, the same way they're, you know, they're suffering in America. Why is that? Will of God brought up a good point. Think. I've been saying this since 2013. Think. It's not illegal yet. There will be a shortage of jobs in the next 35 to 50 years, Tony. And what they're doing is, you know, escalating depopulation. We have to do what we have to do to survive now. And I always will say that it is your choice to do what you need to do with your body, period. If some things are there, there are warning signs. You're hearing it not only from the regular media, but also what we do on a constant basis with alternative broadcasting media, which is the Internet. That's why millions of people listen around the world to different networks, not just ONE Dynasty. Every show that you listen to, no matter if it's this network or another network, is a variety of thought. Just take heed. One thing that Antonia Bass does is have topics that bring forth that type of medium, that type of dialogue. That's why she's well-respected, and we appreciate her with this wonderful topic because it's stepped on, you know, that bunion that's aching in your shoe. I'm going to tell y'all, y'all need to start getting comfortable in your own minds. You need to start taking your shoes off. It's time to take your socks off, sit down, and just think. Wherever you dwell, what's right for you? Tomorrow night on these ONE Dynasty stations, we'll come back on, of course, with the wonderful, brand new intern to our network, the gifted one, Jared Thomas, tomorrow night. And, of course, that intern show will be 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertised the ONE, which is on the deli and goes in prize, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozy Prime Time on that, Damon.com. We're in Gozy Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Gozy at Twitter and Google Plus. Ola Deli Malin and Gozy at Facebook, as well as our business page, Your Info Guru, as well as the historic, determinant, motivated online now network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, Ole Dele. That goes with my and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malin and Gozy, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Listen, it's your choice. It's your life. I can't live it. Antonia, you on the time clock. It is 2 minutes and 1 second left to go on the program.
Well, thank you very much. And everyone, that's CEO. In Gozy, Ola Deli in Gozy. And I just wanted to say that, well, Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. We have an assorted type of person who have reason to acknowledge it for many different reasons. For one, let's just say everybody was given a mother. And it's not that we don't honor other things and other people, like fathers, brothers, you know, uncles, aunts, and all that great stuff. But one thing about a mother, if they have their scruples intact, they will come together with their children long enough to let them understand why they feel as though that they are top priority in what they do. So as a result, yes, we do dedicate a lovely day for a lovely person. For those who never met their mother, for example, if they were adopted, for those who have played a role in being an adoptee or a caretaker in a person's life, normally a younger person, of course. For those who haven't had a mother, one day I will come to pass, and I'm not afraid. I just understand how these things work. For those who may understand that a mother's role is first and foremost virtually made from love, and definitely have one of the best gifts that a mother could ever leave behind, which is memories, and hopefully a legend to be passed down to your family about what the positive memories were or are. And as a result, keep in mind, mothers should not be taken for granted. Mothers are the very soul of your life that you first look in the eyes of once they're born, most of the time. And if not, and look, after all, mothers know their role in their life. Hopefully they'll respect the persons that come into your life and things of that nature. And just say that, if anything, Mom, if I have to come and visit you at your grave, I love you for the person that you were for my development and making me the person who I am today. Hopefully it's something positive, despite how society they try to view you. You remember, a mother's love is the best love there ever can be if they actually understand their place. With that being said, I hope to at least get a card out of the deal, but I will also extend love for even those who are not related to me, because it's nice to see that some of these even young ladies are coming back to understanding their role. As for the women, like myself as well, those that they have played the mother's role as well, the dominant father's role, and appreciate, and the children can appreciate them, because there's nothing like a mother's love, but there's nothing like the love of another person that cares about another person other than themselves as well. With that being said, happy Mother's Day, happy Earth Day, and restore your happiness and your faith and your value in yourself and your children, and for your neighbors or community if you don't have any involved in your life, et cetera. Goodbye, and I'll see you next month. God bless. Goodbye.